Pennsylvania's Auditor General issued a scathing report damning the state charter law today. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, the Auditor General blamed many of the Philadelphia School District's fiscal woes on Harrisburg lawmakers for not revising the nearly 20-year-old law.
Auditor General Eugene DePasquale says the game has been rigged against districts like Philadelphia, where charter expansion has been widespread.
Our charter school law is simply the worst charter school law in the United States.
After auditing 4 years of data on Philadelphia's charter sector, DePasquale says the law fails to give districts power to ensure that only high-performing charters that serve all children are opening and that the opposite are closing. He blamed recent failed efforts in Harrisburg to reform the law on special interest lobbying.
What else could it be?
DePasquale also targeted a few specific actions that occurred under former Governor Tom Corbett for deepening Philadelphia's woes, including ending the funding that helped cover the added costs of the charter sector.
It literally became a fight for funding, and that has to stop.
DePasquale also decried the fact that state Republicans amended the 2014 cigarette tax to make it easier for charters to open in Philadelphia. He says costs incurred by the district because of this will soon outstrip the benefits, especially because the tax revenues will expire in 3 years. Democrats had pushed for the cigarette tax and chose to continue pursuing the short-term funding boost even after that amendment was added. State Senator Vincent Hughes, who was at DePasquale's press conference, was one of them.
We were successful on the revenue side. We're not successful in amending to prevent the implementation of more charters put in place.
Local charter proponents agree with the need for some reforms to the law, but fear DePasquale's recommendations would limit the charter's recourse to fight non-renewal. Bob Fayfitch is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Coalition for Public Charter Schools.
Consistently underperforming charter schools and public schools should be closed, but the due process is something that needs to be in place for everybody.
DePasquale will release an audit of the Philadelphia District itself later this spring. Kevin McCory, WHYY News.